This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, January 4th, 2018. Begin the Mishnayos in Nazir. We'll learn the first three Mishnayos in the first chapter. So again, a Nazir is, right, a man or a woman who takes a vow to become a Nazir or a Nazira. They have three restrictions. Grape products are prohibited to them, haircuts, and coming in contact with the corpse, becoming impure. All right, so the obvious way to become that is to say, I take upon myself a vow of Nizirut. Right, that is the classic way to become a Nazir or a Nazira. Right? Torah says, Isha, Isha, man or woman, can become the Nazir or Nazira. The Mishnah says there are other ways. In addition to that classic formulation called Kinuye Nizirus, Kinizirus, any colloquial terms, kinu is usually a nickname. It's another name for the same thing, an indication, a hint. Right, that can make you a Nazir also. Right? What are the examples? Omer, right, the Gemara says somebody's walking by is a Nazir, and you say, going to be like that guy or that woman. And you know they're a Nazir, so that'll work. Hareze a Nazir, says the Mishnah. Oh, ehe nave. Gemara says you're holding onto your hair and saying, I'm going to be beautiful. I'm going to grow my hair out. Or if you say Nazir, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, right, any of those are nicknames, right, that I guess people call the Nazir those names. Hareze Nazir. Right, you become a Nazir. Hareini Kazeh. I am like this one, referring to a Nazir. That would do it. If you say Hareini Misalsel, right, Hareini Mechalkel, Harei Alayla Shaleach Pera, right, I'm going to curl my hair, going to let my hair grow. I'm going to not cut the hair. It's going to be para. Right? Anything with relation to the hair, hare ze nazir. That's going to make you a nazir also. Now, what if you say hare alai tziporim? Right? It's upon me to bring birds. And at the end of the purification process, after your period of nazirus is over, you have to bring birds. So a mayor omer nazir. A mayor says that'll work too. Chachamim say that's not a Nazir necessarily, right? It could be you want to bring two birds as an offering. It could be something else. So you might have to. You might be responsible for the two birds to bring to the Beis Hamikdash, but it doesn't mean that you're a Nazir, says the Chachamim. Mishnah Bet, Hareini Nazir min haChartzanim umin haZagim umin haTiklachas umin haTuma. Right, if somebody says, I am a Nazir from the seeds or the husks, right, of a grape, or from, right, I'm a Nazir from taking haircuts or from impurity, right, you say any one of those, right, obviously all of those you're a Nazir, if you say any one of those, Harez a Nazir, right, becoming a Nazir or with regard to one of the restrictions is sufficient, V'chol dikduke Nazir salav, and all the particulars, all three, right, every detail is now upon you. You are a full Nazir. So all you have to do is not just say, I'm a full Nazir. I'm a Nazir with regard to A, B, or C. Boom, you're a Nazir with regard to A, B, and C. What if you say, Hareini Kishimshon, right? Shimshon, the great Samson, was a Nazir. Kiben Manoach, Kibal Delilah, right? That I am like the son of Manoach, a.k.a. Shimshon. The husband of Delilah, right? A.k.a. Shimshon. Kemisha Akar Daltos Azal, the one who pulled down the gates of Gaza, i.e. Shimshon. Kemisha Nikru Plishtim as Enav, like the one who the Philistines pierced out his eyes, i.e. Shimshon. Hareze Nazir Shimshon. Right, you say any one of those things, you become a Nazir of the Shimshon variety. Now, the Mishnah asks, Ma be Nazir alam la Nazir Shimshon, right? There's three types of Nazirus. One is, we'll see in a moment, the standard, right? The other is an eternal Nazir. And the third is Nazir Shimshon, which is also sort of eternal. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's the difference between a Nazir Olam, an eternal Nazir, and a Nazir Shimshon? So the Mishnah says as follows, Nazir Olam, the eternal Nazir, Hichbid Se'ara, once the hair becomes too much, Mekil B'Te'ar, he can lighten it a little bit with a razor, maybe Shalosh Behemos, and he brings, right, the three animals that the Nazir has to bring, when they cut their hair, right? And then you keep going. But there's at least an allowance for, you know, continual grooming, because otherwise, you know, it's just oppressive. So there's, you have to bring the animals, but you have to, but you were given that allowance. Ve'im nitzman, if you become impure, maybe korban tumah, you have to bring a korban tumah. On the other hand, right, Nazir Shimshon, Hichbid Sa'aro Eino Mekil. Right, Nazir Shimshon, if you never get to cut your hair, right? Shimshon, when he cut his hair, bad things happen. Never get to cut your hair. Ve'im nitma eno mevi korban tuma. If you become impure, you don't have to bring the korban tuma. The Kathi explains, you see from the Gemara, of course, that the Nazir Shimshon does not include the prohibition of becoming impure, because Shimshon killed all kinds of people all over the place, not in violation of his Nazirah. So that element of impurity from a corpse is actually not contained in the Nazirhood of Shimshon. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel teaches us Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Right? A standard Nazirus. Right, we have, you know, when we think about a Nazir, we think, oh my goodness, crazy, you can't drink wine, you can't get a haircut, you can't come kind of with a corpse. It's out of control. Like, who would do that? But the Mishnah teaches us that a standard Nazirus vow is just 30 days. Which is actually not, I mean, I'm not sure why you want to do it anyways, but it's not so crazy. 30 days, for 30 days, no wine, a haircut for 30 days is plausible, right? Unless you're a rabbi, 30 days without going to the cemetery is not so crazy. It's possible. So Stam Nazir is, you say, I am taking upon myself a vow to be a Nazir, 30 days. All right, and then the Mishnah even says, Amar Harein Nazir Achas Gdan, going to be one big Nazir. All right, one big period of Nazirus. Or Harein Nazir Achas Gdan, I want to do a little period of Nazirus. Afila Mikan Vat Sofa Olam. All right, from now till the end of the world, Nazir Shloshim Yom. You got the standard Nazirus. You say one big Nazir, one little one, you know, one Nazir, that's from now till the end of the world. Unless you specify a time, the default is 30 days. What if you specify a time? Nazir Shloshim Yom Hareini Nazir. Sorry, that was it. Right. Nazir Shloshim Yom was the end of the last. Right, any one of those three formulations, you get 30 days. Hareini Nazir v'yom echad. You say, I am a Nazir and one day. Hareini Nazir v'shah echad. I am a Nazir and 1 hour. Hareini Nazir achas u'mechza. Right, 1.5 periods of Nazirus. Hareizeh Nazir shtayim. Right, you get, that actually is going to count for 2 30-day periods. Because if you said Hareini Nazir, that gives you 30 days. Yom Echad, 1 day? No, it's never less than 30 days. So that gives you Nazir, and then 1 day, another Nazir is 2 periods of 30 days. All right, Nazir and 1 hour, same thing. The first Nazir means 30 days. The hour gives you another, right, minimum of 30 days. 1.5, obviously you can't do 1.5. You get 2 full. But if you were to say, right, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha'a Acha. So now you're not saying, I am a Nazir plus. You're saying, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and an hour. Nazir Shloshim V'Echad Yom. Right? 31. So then you get, you actually, that will work. It's not going to become 2 different periods of Nazirus. It'll become 31 days. She'ein Nozrin L'Shalos, because we don't have Nazirus for hours. But you essentially can do, if you want to say 32 days, 33 days, right, that's something you can do because you've specified a specific number of days. You didn't do it Nazir plus. So there is a way to get specific days, but you have to be very specific. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.